Part 13, 第十三章。Orthodontic treatment, 正畸治疗。
Dr. Smith has referred my son to your office for orthodontic treatment.
I see. Would you and your son come into my consultation room, please? How old is your son?
10 years old, doctor.
Has he ever had a serious disease? Does he have a history of serious illness?
No.Nothing out of the ordinary.
Did he ever have a thumb-sucking habit?
He used to suck his thumb when he was younger, but he stopped when he was 8 years old.
Is he a mouth breather? Does he sleep with his mouth open? Does he usually breathe through his mouth? Does he have a habit of biting his lips or tongue? Does he press his tongue against the back of his teeth when he swallows? Is he a tongue thruster?
Sometimes, doctor.He does make a habit of biting his tongue.
Did you use a comforter pacifier for a long time, Taro? Do you bite your fingernails? Do you ever bite on pencils or other objects, T?
Yes, I do bite on pencils at school. Has he ever had trouble with his tonsils or adenoids? Has he ever had throat infections? Did he have his tonsils or adenoids removed?
Not yet, doctor.
Did Taro have a lot of cavities in his baby teeth?Did he lose any baby teeth because of decay or infection? Does anyone in your family have a similar disarrangement of the teeth? Do you sleep on your stomach or on your back, Taro?
T.
I forget, doctor. The normal development of the teeth and jaws may be affected by the way that a child sleeps.
All of these things are important to the teeth?
Yes. Oral habits and premature loss of the baby teeth are also important factors in determining how the teeth and jaws develop.Oral habits are very difficult to stop. Sometimes they can be treated successfully. For example, thumb suck may help the patient to stop thumb sucking. A lip pumper may help to stop lip sucking.